Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77. Oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action. Kleine Preise. Große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, it's a good one. John Mellencamp in studio. He'll do small town. Plus comedian Carmen Lynch. But first, sing along with this.
By the light of the Christy Lee moon, we'd love to spoon to your keister. We'll croon love's tune. We just spoon when it's out in full bloom. It'd be so neat to see your seat and be cuddling soon with the Christy Lee moon. Christy's glutes,
her tight tights,
are the loveliest fruit,
the sweetest fruit.
They're so darn cute,
so gosh darn cute.
When she's wearing her birthday suit, darlings, please,
oh darlings,
don't you torture and tease,
torture and tease.
Your rump's so grand, we've got big plans to be landing there soon on the Christy Lee. Oh, we'd love to see your hiney in the sky so bright and shiny, like a beautiful S-shaped balloon on the Christy Lee moon. Christy Lee's moon.
Bravo. Wow. Very nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
John Mellencamp is our guest, in case you didn't figure that out. And do you guys want to play one more? Or are you what works for you? Yeah, this is your party.
Which of you guys would hear, an old one or a new one? Old man.
You mean Life is Hard?
Life is Short.
Oh, I like Life is Hard.
Okay. Life is Hard.
From Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, Life is Hard. Okay.
What is, let me real quick before you play.
I'll play an old one.
You don't know. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Take it, Jack. Elvis would have been there.
Well, I was born in a small town and live in a small town. Papa died in a small town. Oh, the small communities. And all my friends, it's a small town. My parents live in the same small town. My job is a small town. Provides a little opportunity. Educated in a small town. Taught to fear Jesus in a small town. Used to daydream small town, another woman romantic as me. I seen it all in this small town. Had myself a bow in this small town. Married an alley doll and brought her to this small town. That small town is like me. No, I cannot forget from where it is that I come from. And I forget to people who love me. I can be myself here in a small town. People let me be just what I want to be. Against a big town, man, it's still hazy enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. Probably die in a small town. Oh, that's probably where the bear of me.
John Mellencamp on the guitar and the vocal and the songwriting, and Troy Kinnett doing double duty with the harmonic holder gizmo and the accordion.
This kid could play anything.
Yeah,
why, this kid could play anything.
We've known Troy since the days of Todd Schaefer and 10:01. And on this show, every time it's 10:01, we used to always go, it's 10:01.
Did that today.
Do you know where Todd Schaefer is?
I almost did that.
Todd one day dropped by. We hadn't seen him in many, many years.
What's 10:01?
It was the band.
The band that, was in the 80s.
It was a local
used
band.
To see Christy.
We'd introduce him all the time. Troy,
was that band you guys wore high heels in? Short, no, but short I can, skirts.
You wore, I can remember you wearing like shiny silk pants.
I know. I had to, like you say, Troy, that's not going to make it in my band.
Everything comes back around eventually, though.
No shiny pants here, man.
I want to say real quick. How do you feel when people come up to you and say, this is my favorite song, whatever it may be? If I were to tell you what my favorite songs are, it probably wouldn't be the hits, actually. But do you? What's your response to that? Do you like to hear that?
I just say thank you. You know, because you know it's about them. It's not about me.
Does it surprise you sometimes when they say?
No, not really. It is surprising if they come up with some obscure song, but generally people.
Because I think they're trying to be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to be.
They're
hey,
just trying. You know, look. It's all about selfies. It's all about them. Hey, I saw Paul McCartney.
Right.
And
thank you.
I saw. You know. This person. So it's really all about them. And, I realize it's not really about me. I'm just, you know, the monkey on the string to talk about, you know.
Have you ever said it to another artist?
Never. I've never asked for an autograph. I just never.
If you like a particular song, do you say to another artist, by the way, in your new record, I really like?
Well, I will tell you a funny story. I Bob Seger called me up and asked me to come to his show. And so I go to his show and he didn't play Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. And I became a fan. The show was over. I was going, went back to his dressing room and said, you didn't play Ramblin' Gamblin' Man? He goes, yeah, I don't play that song anymore. So that's the only reason I came. you know, sing it for me now.
Do it.
Yeah, let's, you know. And so we both kind of went, I want to tell my tale, come on.
Yeah. With Glenn Frey on backup vocals.
Yeah.
When Glenn Frey... Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That's Glenn Frey. If you listen carefully, that is Glenn Frey. They were both from Detroit, and Glenn was in.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you a funny story, a really funny story. It happened at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm at a table with me, Jan Winter, the guy that owns Rolling Stone, Jagger, Hindley, and Yoko Ono, and some kid I didn't know, and some other kid. I didn't know who, what band he was in. But they were inducting, Seeger. And this kid was like kind of drunk and kind of all over the place. And every time that Seeger spoke, this kid had some smart remark. Well, Hindley and Seeger are big buddies. I mean, I know Bob and I like Bob, but you know, we don't hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
But Hindley did. And so finally, Hindley started to fight with this guy, and I had to grab Hindley like that and go, Don, you know you can't really whip anybody, right? So if you keep f***ing around here, I'm going to be in a fight trying to defend you.
That's right.
Because this kid is about 6'3" and is going to whip your ass. And I understand you standing up for Bob and this guy's smart aleck comments. But, you know, you really can't whip anybody. This isn't the Eagles. You're not the boss. That kind of, everything kind of went like that. Yeah. And then finally, Jan came to his senses and moved the kid away. But I think the kid was a friend of Yoko Ono's, one of her weird kids.
Wow. I'm trying to think of, I think Fire Lake is the one that the Eagles are singing. I think it's Glenn Frey and Don Henley in the background of the song Fire Lake.
Gets a win, I think.
Is that the one? I think they sang on a few of the songs.
Listen, there's nobody happier to be on stage than Bob Seeger. He's great. You know, and he's got a big smile on his face.
I worry about Don Henley not being happy enough with life. He's been in here. He's a really good friend. He's the best friend of a friend of ours.
Yeah, now, he is a curmudgeon.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Matter of fact, they asked me to go on tour with them.
Uh-oh. Oh. Don't tell me the name of the tour.
No, it was going to be.
Start with an A?
It was going to be. It was going to be a co-headline with me and Hindley, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I don't think I want to do that. Because somehow, I don't know how that would work, I would end up working for Don. I just knew that some way or another, it was going to be mixed around between him and his manager. I was going to be like, you know, the guy who does, you know, I was going to be their employee somehow.
Yeah. I like Don very much, by the way.
Oh, I do too. I get along with Don and we laugh and he's a total gentleman. And like I said, I saved him getting his ass kicked one night. So I'm sure he hasn't forgot that.
John Mellencamp's been our guest. John has a new album out there and it's great. And you can find out more. But the title... Sad Clowns and Hillbilly. Were you called a hillbilly when you were a kid? This is an awkward question.
Well, the first time I went to New York, you know, I remember walking into the record company and the guy said, you sound like a hillbilly. And I said, no, you sound like a hopped up Easterner.
Well, there we go. Sad Clowns and Hillbillies.
You sound a little bit like a hopped-up Easterner now that he says that.
A little pretentious and snooty, sure. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'll tell you the story very quickly.
Okay.
I was going to college in New York City. I was in a gigantic linguistics class. I don't know what the word linguistics means, but thank you.
Uh-huh.
And the professor handed me a piece of paper after saying, is anybody from Northern Ohio? I raised my hand. He handed me these. Read this list of words. And I read them, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, that's American broadcast English. So I can't help it. It's just that's just where. And if you know this, John, you travel anywhere in the United States, you turn on the news in Denver or Phoenix or El Paso or Boston, and it's pretty much everyone sort of speaking.
And now the news.
Yeah.
Well, so, but okay. But, you know, I have to say that in the 70s, when I first started touring, there was definitely parts of the country that were, hey.
Hi, y'all.
Yeah. And
on the news?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When you watch the local news.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really miss that. That's, you know, owning, again, the FCC, not doing their job, allowing, you know, these conglomerates to take over. But, you know, there was a certain charm to being in the South and being in New Orleans and being in the Northeast. And everybody kind of dressed differently and talked differently. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like going to it, but now it's just like, I was in London a few weeks ago, and it was just like, I'm in Los Angeles with funny accents. You know, if you wake an English guy up, they talk just like us. Right?
Yeah, they hit their thumb with a hammer. They don't go, oh, ouch.
Oh, okay. Goodness me.
Good day, sir.
Okay, I'll prove my point. When they sing, they sound just like us, right?
He's right. Yeah.
So when you wake them up and they before they get pretentious, they sound just like us. You know,
it's the word pretentious. I am losing this argument, I think, very slowly.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp's our guest of the new album, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies. Well, great pleasure speaking
Thank
to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, also, Troy Kinnett. Nice job, Troy.
You don't care to hear my dissertation on not drinking?
Go ahead.
No, I'm teasing.
What were you, real quick, we have another minute. Were you ever a marijuana guy?
I quit drinking and drugging in 1971. Because
71, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was my son's spec. You know, I would get drunk and I was in a fight. I mean, you know, my girlfriend to this day says, John, you can be real nice to me and I know you're in the elevator and as soon as the door closes, you're in a fight with yourself. So, getting a fight in an elevator by myself. So you add alcohol to that and it was just like, you know, and I got tired of getting beat up. You know, you get to
Did you ever win?
Well,
please give me the name of some.
One time I got in a fight with Chicago Molly. You know who Chicago Molly is?
No.
Oh, she's a real famous groupie, and she beat the shit out of me. And hold on for a second.
She's tough, though.
Yeah, Chicago Molly was tough.
Yeah, sure.
She was tough, so I got Wanchek, and so we went back.
Mike Wanchek.
Check him out. Anyway, so I go back and get Wanchek because he was like the second toughest guy in the band. So we go back to fight Chicago Molly. Mm-hmm. Now, she was bigger than you. You were a shrimp compared to her, young lady.
I'm small bone.
Anyway, but she had this old gray-haired woman that beat the shit out of me and Wanchek both. Well, that's how tough I was. Chicago Molly beat the hell out of me.
We got to get Wanchek in here and ask him about that.
The legacy of music.
Oh, listen, if you guys were on like, The Line, I could tell stories on Wanchek that you would absolutely cry.
We could do a special slander-free show.
Out of all the guys in my band, he has done the most idiotic... most ridiculous stuff than any guy that maybe I've ever known in my life.
If he were here, he'd go, no, John, I don't know about that.
That's saying a lot.
His, you know, I love the fact that girls always, when they meet, they go, he's so nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's all an act.
On that note, thank you, John Mellencamp. The new album is Sad Clowns and Hillbillies. And thanks, John. Thanks, Carmen.
Thank you.
Carmen.
Do we have time? Just do like a short little routine.
Oh, boy. it's okay. It's not going to be funny.
Yes, it will. Okay. We'll all laugh.
Okay. I believe in Jesus, you know, just in case he's real. You know, I just don't want to get to heaven and be like, oh, my God, I totally didn't think you were going to be here. This is so awkward. It's just hard to believe in Jesus because, you know, there's so many miracles, you know, like it sounds fake. And 12 apostles. I mean, who has 12 friends, you know, like have like 4 apostles and then like 3 other ones who almost never show up. that's more real. And I do believe in Jesus, you know, mostly when there's turbulence, you know, we're in his area. You know, you're supposed to. It's the J zone.
That is the J zone.
Nicely done, Carl. Thank you.
Do you know that comedian? What's his name? He's from Australia.
Jim Jeffries.
Really?
He was here.
So he
does a funny thing about going to heaven. And he goes, you know, I don't want to really go to heaven. You know, what are you going to see? You're going to be seeing your grandparents. Have you ever spent a week in your grandparents? Sucks. And then you got to go, hi, Grandma, how you been? Hi, Grandpa, how you been? Oh, hi, Uncle George. How'd you get in here? Remember when you used to touch me up?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You work for the church.
Oh,
it. Sorry about all that masturbating, Mom.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.